And the only way to escape that punishment, I started out the sermon with this verse from Matthew 23. How can you escape the damnation of hell? That's a great question, isn't it? How can you escape the damnation of hell? There's only one way, Jesus. The only way is Jesus. There is no other way. And by the way, it's not, well, it's Jesus, but it's because I follow him and obey him and go to church and got baptized and live a good... No, no, no. It's what he did. It's Jesus, not you. Not your good works, not your good deeds. It's Jesus. It's his death, burial, and resurrection. It's faith that will save you and nothing, not works. Lest any man should boast. So what's a practical application of this sermon? You know, why preach on hell? Well, number one, we have to preach on hell because it's in the Bible. And we got to preach the whole Bible. That's enough of a reason right there. But it's good to have a practical application for preaching, isn't it? Let me give you a practical application, okay? Practical application number one, if you're not saved, get saved, or you will split hell wide open, and you know what? You will remember this sermon the whole time you're burning in hell. You're going to be thinking about this sermon, and you're going to say, what an idiot I was! Why didn't I just ask someone after the service? Why didn't I ask Brother Anderson? Why didn't I ask Pastor Thompson? Why didn't I get saved? What was I thinking? Why would I put something off that's so important? I knew I was going to die. Get saved before it's eternally too late. That's application number one. Number two, say, well, I'm already saved. And the vast majority here are already saved. So what's the application for you? Get other people saved. Hey, if you love people, if you care about people, if you at least love people as much as the rich man did, you don't want them to come to that place of torment. Get them the gospel. Love the lost. And you know what? Even love strangers. Love the people in your town. God so loved the world. Love your street. Love your town. Love your county. Love your area. Love your state. Get them the gospel before it's too late for them. But there's a third important application besides get saved, number one, get other people saved, which is number two. There's a third application of this. Understand God.